actually, this was expected, but not to happen within just a few days of his presidency. So it just happened prematurely for many were expecting the confrontation coming between the military and the Muslim Brotherhood and Morsi. But really, the decision was relatively fast, and it's the beginning of a serious confrontation. This is what I feel about it. The situation is very volatile now because the military will not allow this to happen. It's a serious issue because the decision of dissolving the parliament was not the decision of the military. It was the decision of the Supreme Court, a Supreme Constitutional Court, which is the highest level of court in the country. The same court that Morsi, the current president, gave an oath before the judges of this court just a few days ago to become the president.
That means the power struggle between the president and the military council is just beginning. Is that what you see?
Absolutely. Not just a struggle. It's confrontation now. It's more than just a struggle. It's confrontation happening between the military and the Muslim Brotherhood group and the Islamists in general, but specifically the Muslim Brotherhood.
So what do you see as a response from the military based on this confrontation that you described?
There were already two responses that we heard about them. One from Al-Assar, his general in the Supreme Council of Armed Forces, and he said what the decision of Morsi is completely against the Constitution, and it will give the military the right, and the military has the right to intervene to protect the Egyptian Constitution and law. This was the first comment. The second comment occurred a bit after, a few minutes after, and it was from another general who said, we will not probably respond as the Supreme Council of Armed Forces, but we will wait for the decision of the Supreme Constitutional Court. And the council is starting a meeting, emergency meeting already. So it's this issue will not be taken simply. It's a very serious issue because this was the first time in the history of the country that a president turning down the decision of the Supreme Constitutional Court, even Mubarak himself, on two occasions, bowed to the decision of this court when they decided to dissolve the Egyptian parliament a few years ago when Mubarak was president. He had to accept their decision to dissolve the parliament.
I'm quite intrigued by the response of one of the generals saying his President Morsi's decision contravenes the constitution. There's no constitution in the first place.
He's talking about the constitutional amendments that occurred after the removal of Mubarak. There was a constitutional amendments and the Supreme Court, Constitutional Court, work with these laws and the former laws of the Egyptian Constitution. So he's not talking about a specific constitution, but talking about the declaration, the constitutional declaration, and the law in the country. This is the main core of the problem. I know there is no constitution yet, but there is constitutional amendments, and there was agreement for 30 million people when they did the first referendum about yes or no about these constitutional decisions of the SCAF. Majority of people said they accepted these constitutional changes to give the Supreme Council of Armed Forces some sort of power to establish certain things. So it doesn't mean the constitution, by the word constitution, the full constitution, but these amendments or these constitutional laws that the majority of the Egyptians agreed on them on the first referendum after the revolution.